Welcome to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit dronelaw.pro, where Part 107 pilots become Part 107 professionals. Here's your host, drone attorney Enrico Schaefer.
This is drone attorney Enrico Schaefer, and today we're going to continue our series about how to integrate drones into your company or enterprise. You might recall in the last episode, we took kind of a broad look on how to integrate drones into your enterprise. If you're a large company, a company that has established services and you're looking to add drones as additional service, or you're a company and you're looking to really use drones for your internal operations, for marketing videos, for training videos, for your own purpose of inspection at your property or facility. Under either one of these scenarios, you're going to need a very solid customized operations manual, a Part 107 company-wide drone SUAS operations manual. And the reason why this is important is because it offers a foundation by which all drone flights and operations will occur either within your organization or for customers as a result of them hiring you to do and provide drone services. The manual can also cover all third-party drone operations on your property. And what the operations manual is going to do is it's going to determine how and when and where drone operations can occur. It's all the checklist items that you're going to make sure occur before a drone takes off on behalf of or under the umbrella of your enterprise, company, or organization. So you want to look at it like this. Employees have employee manuals that sometimes govern the relationship of the employer and the employee. A drone service manual or drone operations manual is going to be even more important. Why? Because how many employees really consult that employee manual every day or every week or every month or can even recall what's in the employee manual? A SUAS operations manual under Part 107 regulations is going to be used as a part of every single drone operation. And it's going to spell out what permissions need to be obtained before a drone can take the air. What kind of record keeping is going to be required for your drone operations? And who are those records going to be kept by and reported to? If there's an accident or some sort of safety incident that occurs as a result of UAV operations, then how are those records going to be kept and who is that going to get reported to beyond the FAA? These are all the different types of things that you're going to want to customize for your organization. You're going to have a fleet of drones. You're going to determine how record keeping occurs for those drones and what kinds of information are mandatory to be kept as part of the record keeping. So if you're an enterprise, a company, or an organization looking to integrate drones into your service offerings or for your internal purposes, make sure you hire a drone attorney or a consultant who can help you draft a operations manual. That is going to be step number one, mission critical, part of developing your internal process. I'm drone attorney Enrico Schaefer, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit us at dronelaw.pro. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices, by searching Drone Law Pro. Don't forget to share this podcast on your social media and with your Part 107 friends. Until next time, fly safe.